Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. This is Monday, May 26, 2024. And we got the advocate, the author, the queen.
Hey,
Elizabeth Brown in the building.
Hey, yo,
in studio.
It's an honor.
Powerful.
It's a pleasure.
And Elizabeth Brown, we got a situation in Pittsburgh.
Yes, we do.
Where the man came through the church with the pistol trying to shoot the pastor.
Trying to lay the pastor down.
And they found out that before he came to church, there was a body at his home.
Yes. And he said the devil made him do it. The voice made him do it. You know?
He hearing voices.
He hearing voices.
Let's listen.
A man is now in custody after police say he tried to shoot a pastor in the middle of the sermon, and just hours later, a body was found in that suspect's home.
A godly chose.
Jesus!
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Chilling moments caught on Jesus Dwelling Place Church's live stream yesterday as a gunman walks right up to Pastor Glenn Germany, pulls out a gun, and tries to shoot him. By some miracle, the gun jammed.
I'm thankful to God that I'm still here because he definitely pulled the trigger.
They had a male come in and confront the pastor with a firearm. Patrons currently have the male held down and the firearm away from him.
Clarence McAllister, the church deacon and cameraman, had just enough time to jump into action, taking down the suspect.
I'm just grateful that, you know, God seen it, that nobody got hurt. Especially when the guy had the gun pointed directly at his head.
Directly.
Police identified the gunman as Bernard Polite from North Braddock. According to the criminal complaint, Polite told investigators God told him to shoot Pastor Germany and he wanted to go to jail to clear his mind. That's when the story takes a turn. Just hours later, around 8, the Eastern Regional Valley Police Department was called to the 500 block of Stokes Avenue for a man shot. According to the medical examiner, Derek Polite, who neighbors say is related to Bernard, was found dead inside the home. Investigators say Bernard also lived in that home.
Never nothing bad.
Friends.
Nothing bad has ever happened in that home. Never. No domestic violence, no fights, no argument. That we know of, that we could ever have heard, or we would have heard it.
Neighbors were shocked at the turn of events, none of it making any sense. Benjamin Jordan, who lives right next door, says the two were always nice and there were never issues.
I hope it ain't Bernard.
Oh, wow.
I just hope it ain't him that did that.
All right.
He was just such a...
Look, I mean, the pastor, Pastor Glenn Germany.
Hey.
Was, I guess, the spirit worked.
The spirit definitely worked.
It jammed.
Yes, it wasn't his time.
It wasn't his time.
Yeah.
He got one more day to get it right.
All facts. And hopefully that, you know, he understand, you know, the power of God because he pointed it straight at him. And so if Pastor wasn't righteous,
he got to work on it.
Hey, that's a sign.
It is a sign.
Get it together.
It reminds me of when Samuel Jackson played that role on Pulp Fiction when the boy aimed at him and he missed.
Yeah.
And he said it was a sign from God. He changed his life.
Correct.
I don't know what's going on in the church or not, but what I'm saying is for somebody to have killed somebody.
Correct.
Came to the church.
Correct.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it maybe could have been random. It could have been a random
thing. It was random.
You know? And so he you know, that's a that show.
They said he never been to the church. Nobody at the church knew him. They stated that he wandered over there after hearing the music coming from the church.
Mm.
You know.
So the demon in him tried to.
All facts. Hey, we up against principalities and spiritual. Like, it's something really going on in real life. So.
Hey, that's why I say y'all. That's why y'all got to stop all that negativity.
Because Stop vibrating low.
I'm gonna tell you right now. It's from the sounds of that, from what the neighbor was saying. They said it was never no arguing going on or nothing. So he probably snapped.
Hey, low vibrational.
Low vibration.
It's real.
That's why you got to wake up with some gratitude. What you say? Gratitude is the attitude.
Gratitude is the attitude, even for the worst day you done ever had, because it's a lesson in it. You know, you have to be thankful that you here, even though the day was bad.
Right.
You know, there's lessons. In a bad day, you know, like what you could have done better, how you could have, you know, the power that you have to change your mind and your direction, especially like with this pastor.
Look, God, you know, was definitely in the spot.
Hey, it's real. God is real.
Hey, look, also, I want to go to this story that's a local story.
Yes.
About the housing that's going on, in city-owned housing.
Housing authority.
And now I've been doing this for a long time advocating, and I had to go over there to some of these buildings because the elders, my elders, was saying that they was living in these city-ran buildings.
In squalor.
And the bed bugs and the infestation.
Rats. Yep. And mold.
That's when I ran into Willie Hines, who used to be, I think, common council president years ago. He working with the housing that was recently under investigation.
Correct.
And now we got a situation, another situation where the elders, you know, probably some of the people that went and voted for him back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can't sleep at night because the bed bugs chewing on their leg.
Crawling in their ears.
And this is what the woman is saying. It's just a sad thing. Mm-hmm. And this is why I say, y'all got to look at this. Y'all got to examine this, because a lot of these people that's around us running these organizations, they've been on the common council.
Correct.
They've been common council president.
Yes.
They got moved around to these situations, you know, and they not qualified to run these situations.
All facts. Clearly.
And
they're not
qualified. And we watching it live in real time.
Yes. Because the common council knew about this, you know, and they would file complaints with them, and they would direct them back to the housing authority. Mm. So, well, I mean,
there was an investigation on the housing authority. I don't even know where that went. I ain't heard.
Well, I guess that's why they're saying, you know, neighborhood services is actually the Department of Neighborhood Services is actually taking over. But the sad reality is they're saying that it's only two inspectors for over 4,000 properties.
Let's listen to what's going on.
A new chapter begins for public housing in Milwaukee. After years of complaints of rodents, roaches, and mold, city inspectors are stepping in to get those problems solved. This comes after Common Council voted to overhaul the system. 12 News reporter Emily Pofall earlier tonight spoke exclusively with one woman pleading for help.
When I first moved here, it was such a lovely place. Now it's gone to hell.
Sitting outside her home at College Court, Carmela Holloway describes the skin-crawling infestation inside.
They were in my ear. They crawled in my ear in the process of me sleeping at night.
Bed bugs on the floors, in the tub, and in the bed sheets. Holloway lives in public housing, managed by the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. She's one of many complaining of unsafe and unsanitary living conditions.
Oh,
they ain't doing nothing.
Terrible.
Nothing at all.
For privately owned rental properties in the city, inspectors from the Department of Neighborhood Services, or DNS, respond to tenant complaints. But for decades, a legal gray area left DNS without the ability to do the same for public housing authority properties. Tenants say any complaints they made to DNS would just be referred back to the housing authority.
Mm. If I'm a tenant and I have concerns and they're not fixing it, that's it. I have nobody to call, no third party that I can call on to help me.
Advocacy group Common Ground worked with tenants to change that. Late last year,
we should have never gotten to this stage in the first place.
The Common Council passed an ordinance allowing DNS inspectors to step in and oversee housing authority properties.
This is a first step.
The Department of Neighborhood Services says they've hired two inspectors to cover housing authority properties. The housing authority manages the apartments here at College Court and about 4,000 other units across the city. Monday, May 6th, inspections start, hopefully bringing an end to problems plaguing residents like Holloway.
I haven't been asleep for like 3 to 4 weeks.
That's horrible.
I can't go to sleep at all, even in the daytime. I'm just a walking time bomb.
Ooh. In Milwaukee, Emily Pofall, WISN 12 News.
And this is the elderly.
And these are our elders. And I'm going to tell you right now, I deal with this. I go to these things. I filmed the bed bugs.
Correct. We've been in several apartments.
I stood there in the middle of these infestations, and I took out my camera to make noise to fight against it so they can. We tried to rally the apartments, and Willie Hines tried to stop me from doing the meeting. Like, I got a video of this on Facebook, and I said, what are you doing? I'm here on their behalf. Mm-hmm. And then he had this bald-head black dude standing at the door trying to tell me I couldn't come in, or if I came in, the residents couldn't have a meeting. So I had to let the residents have a meeting and wait for the residents because I really, it wasn't about me. It was just they wanted the meeting, so we had to raise, you know.
Awareness.
Mm-hmm. And then they went into the meeting, and they thought they did something. This Willie Hines. And I don't know who the dude that looked like he was on Sesame Street, bald head black dude on Sesame Street. That's who he looked like.
He was acting like the security.
Looking like a milk dud. And so, like I said, like it's one of those things where we talk about helping the community and we're going against the city. Like the city the city got the infestation. Yes. And then now they sending people on the merry-go-round to get answers.
Not only that, you're going to tell me this has been years at play. This woman saying she ain't getting up. This is current day.
Right.
And you're telling me you're going to get 2 inspectors for 4,000 properties? They already been waiting for years.
Mm.
2 inspectors. And it start today. So you're telling them, what, another 2 years?
All I'm saying is this is how mismanaged this is.
These are our elders.
And when the elder's talking,
come on,
they say, are you listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the elder says she a ticking time bomb.
Come on.
That's what she said.
That
she said that she got the bed bugs crawling in her ear.
Yes. That she can't get no rest.
Psychological bed bugs, they only come out at night.
And the lack of sleep.
And when you sleeping, that's when they attack. So it's psychological. So you telling me you waited all this time, all your life to relax, and now you got things chewing on you in the middle of the night. You ain't getting no rest in 3 weeks.
And just on the strength of her saying that the bed bugs then left the bed and all in the tub, they're feeding all times a day.
That's how bad they is.
Exactly. And she's getting no rest. These are supposed to be the golden years where rest is supposed to be the key.
I'm wondering, did she vote for some of those people down there? Because I'm going to tell you this.
Did she vote too?
Look, I'm going to tell y'all this. Sometimes y'all votes at the end of y'all life, the people y'all leave in power, because I know the elders, they pride themselves on voting.
Yes.
And these are some probably voted for Willie Hines and all these people that's involved in this housing authority. And now, look, what's happening on the back end.
Because like she stated, she's a ticking time bomb.
Man.
And sleep deprived.
If I'm old, if I'm my elder and I'm trying to get some rest, this is the time you go into retirement.
Man.
You try to rest.
Come on. This supposed to be, again,
and the bed
the latter years of your life.
Chewing on you in the middle of the night.
Man,
and they slowed it 3 weeks.
And not just the bed bugs. Wow. They said roaches.
Right.
Rodents.
Look, I'm used to that.
Huh?
I'm going to be honest with you. Mold. I didn't deal with the families with the roaches and the rats.
Man.
But them bed bugs, something else.
They is something else.
Them bed bugs try to come out on you in the middle of the night while you're trying to sleep.
And not only that, like the bed bugs come where you need medication.
Right. Man.
They cause other things, you know. And this is the elderly, because you know when you get older, your skin be like, my grandma's skin was like super soft.
Right.
Like real tender, like.
Mm.
Man, this is disgusting.
We going to have to keep everybody up to date on this. Like I said, I went and got a group of people, lawyers and everything. Like
correct.
Over the last decade, I've been fighting against a lot of this stuff. I didn't organize people to get some lawyers, and it's still going on. It's like, why can't they make these changes so these elders can rest?
Remember,
in the city-owned facilities.
Bed bugs was a big thing. And it
died out because they stopped talking about it.
But the elders has been fighting. She said she's been fighting for years.
Right. It didn't go away. They just died down because it's not enough people that care enough. And many times when it gets to the extreme, that's when you hear about it.
But this is one elder. And if her bed bugs that bad,
that's you know, the building.
When you're an apartment building,
that's the building.
Exactly.
Like she representing, you know, maybe everybody didn't want to talk about it because it's getting embarrassing sometimes.
It is.
Some people, you know, they don't want nobody to know they suffer in silence.
But
they
she's getting ate up, so she's
so
like,
she gonna speak out. She says she about to explode.
And salute to this queen mother for speaking out, you know, and not being ashamed because it's not your fault.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These are government covered buildings that should have been maintenance, but we're seeing a lot of this, the neglect.
Look, let me tell you something. I had a woman take me in her house and she had to throw away everything.
Yes.
I'm talking about, you know, when you, our older elders, they hoard a little bit. They got valuable things that mean something to them that they collect from all over the years.
Correct.
And when that infestation come, it take over all of that. You got to throw all that out.
Everything got to go. Not only
losing
that.
Losing everything.
Hey, when it's an infestation, you pretty much want to, you know, tear it down and burn the ground.
Right.
Because you never know. Like, and bed bugs can live years without even feasting on something.
Mm. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that man is your father, let me be honest. It takes a man to be a man, your dad is not responsive. I look at him and wish your grandpa would have worked. I'm sorry that you gotta grow up and then stand behind him. Life is hard, I know, the challenges always go beat us home. Sometimes our parents make mistakes that affect us until we grown. And you're a good kid that need good leadership, let me be your mentor, since your daddy don't teach you. Never let a man piss on your leg, son. Either you die right
now. 101, here, serving the truth. Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Liz Brown in the building.
Hey, yo.
Truth Nation. Tory Lowe here to talk about my friends at Cousin Subs. You need to check out their new sandwich on their menu. The Wisconsin cheese steaks featuring either steak or chicken, bacon, cheddar cheese, sautéed onions, and their new cheddar supreme cheese sauce. It's a match made in dairy heaven with the finest of Wisconsin cheeses. But it doesn't stop there. Don't forget to pair the cheesesteak with their new Orange Dream Shake. Available for a limited time. Order in-store, online, or on the mobile app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Hey, Elizabeth Brown, we've been talking about this housing thing with the elders, with the bed bugs, with the infestation, with the rats, with the roaches.
Yes.
And the elder was like, I'm like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. Sleep deprived.
Going crazy.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Also, we talked about what was going on with the elders, but look what's going on with the teens. Milwaukee teens, sex trafficked to Chicago.
Unreal.
Some people but pulled up on at the gas station and got the teens in the car and took them to Chicago and prostituted them out.
Yeah, asked them if they wanted to make some money they were going to get them food.
Oh wow, let's listen.
Man and a woman are behind bars accused of sex trafficking two 15-year-old girls. Police say they picked the girls up at a gas station near 60th and Hampton in Milwaukee. As 12 News Madison Moore reports, they're accused of driving the girls to Chicago to perform sex acts.
Oh, wow.
A routine trip to the Citgo gas station at 60th and Hampton turned into anything but for two Milwaukee teen girls last week. Investigators say 32-year-old Katiana Collins and 49-year-old James Crump Jr. pulled into the parking lot just after 10:30 a.m. April 10th. Collins can be seen on surveillance video approaching a group of young girls. Video shows Collins follow the teens into the convenience store. Police say she then coerced two 15-year-olds into her red Mazda.
This is a crime that is hidden in plain sight.
Dana World Patterson, chair of the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee, says the coercion process can take just minutes.
Come with me. I'm going to give you the world. red flag. Getting in the car with someone that you don't know, another red flag.
After the red Mazda drives the world, out of frame, they only offered them lunch. Investigators say Crump and Collins drove the two girls to Chicago, forcing them into prostitution for the night and taking the money. On the drive, the criminal complaint says Crump pulled out a handgun when the victim stated they wanted to go home, saying, quote, "You are going to stay put and make money for us."
Oh, wow.
Investigators say the duo dropped the teens off at home the next morning, one of the victims telling a trusted adult who went to police.
I'm glad that they, you know, told someone and that that someone listened and believed them and got them to safety.
A day later, law enforcement took both Crump and Collins into custody, charged with child enticement and trafficking a child. In Milwaukee, Madison Moore, WISN 12 News.
Salute to WISN 12 for that coverage. Now, I'll say this. You pull up to a gas station, you get these young girls.
Mm-hmm. You follow them into the gas station again.
You get them to come into the car.
Yes.
However, you know.
Because they was hungry.
And yeah, but look at the conditions of our youth.
Come on.
That they would even fall for something like that.
Because they was hungry.
They wanted to eat.
Period. And this is a black woman approaching them saying that she's going to get them something to eat. Because think about it. A child that wasn't hungry wouldn't have went with a stranger.
Now, is that getting some resources? I mean, I remember I had to go to Chicago and deal with a situation with human trafficking. And when we came back, we was trying to find the resources.
That part.
And, we took her to Dana World Patterson. And, she still didn't get
no resources.
A lot of the resources that, you know, we talk about getting out here. So all I'm saying is when these kids, okay, this is a bad story. This happened.
Yes.
But where do we have as far as resources for these young girls who will never be the same again?
That part. So they're stating online. So if it was your child, reach out to these so-called resources, but we know the process. Milwaukee County Human Trafficking Task Force, going on the Department of Administration for the city of Milwaukee, that there's a Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee.
What's the number?
Again, the Office of Community Wellness and Safety, 414-286-5468.
Oh, wellness and safety?
That's what's on this resource page.
All right. We already know they ain't finna get a call back. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, we finna head to the lines. Kimmett, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
What's going on, family?
How Salute. You doing? How you doing, Brother Kimmett?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm good. Congratulations. Do your thing, brother.
Powerful.
You know what I mean? Do your thing. We got some house cleaning to do. You know that, right?
Yep. Exactly.
We got some house cleaning to do. We got some damn house cleaning to do. I mean, this man, I'm sitting there, I listened to the mother and the grandmother, the older elder that spoke in regards to the housing situation, man. What the hell is wrong with us? What the hell is wrong with us as a people, man? We sit here, and I'm asking that question because where are those on the political end?
That part.
Where's the outrage at? Where's the outrage? You know what I mean? And I know Willie Hines. No good, Negro. That's no good. You know, I know you personally. I know you. That's no good. That is no good. And where's the Common Council?
Where they
to
been?
Speak up for the people.
They just got a raise.
Where's the mayor?
Come on.
Come on, brother. Put on your stilts. Come on out here. Elevate. What the hell is wrong with us? Where is Crawley? I know you. David, where are you at on this?
These are the elders.
You have nothing to say. I mean, man, come on. I deal with the elderly. And my thing is that this is wrong on every single level. Then the people, where are you at?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a Democratic pass if you're a Democrat?
Mm.
You Negroes will call in and talk to Tory about Trump. You support, do you support, do you this? You niggas don't call in and say nothing about the community that you live in, the people that you vote for. You give them a free pass. But you love Biden, though. You love him.
Mm.
You love him. You love the Democratic Party. But they come in and treat the whole community like trash.
Trash.
They do what they want to do, and you don't say nothing. But one day you will be the elderly if God is willing.
Yeah.
What is wrong with us as a people? They wouldn't, Tory. Could they do this in Wauwatosa?
No.
Tory.
No.
Could they do this in Neenah, Wisconsin, Tory?
No.
Could they do this in Brookfield, Tory?
No.
Think about that. What's wrong? So white folks have a better morality code than we do as a people? We've been through all this to digress and to turn around and say we will accept anything. But you don't, you niggas call in about Trump and talk about, we need to talk about home politics.
Come on.
Trump elect, man. Your home politics. Nobody cares about that fool going on trial.
These ain't friends, though. These the Kiki and the Ha-Hi and give them another chance. While the elders, the youth being trafficked, the elders is being, you know, abused and misused.
And they worried about Trump. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. If we don't change our focus on local and local government, and I've been trying to say this since the show started, some of these people in local government is stronger than the president.
Come on.
Like when it comes to affecting
lives,
your life.
Yes.
When it comes to your day-to-day life.
Correct.
And y'all don't even know who these people are, or if y'all know their name, y'all can't even tell what they even do. But now we got elders saying that they can't go to sleep because the bed bugs crawling in their ear.
Health issues.
About to explode.
Come on. Sleep deprived.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, look, hey, y'all going to, hey, for those that are not living in these city apartments because you're younger and you're still out here.
You up next.
Eventually, this is where a lot of y'all going to rest.
All facts.
In these, what they call sustainable housing.
Affordable
housing.
For the elderly and the disabled.
Right.
This is how you treat the elderly.
If they getting treated
the
like
disabled.
That.
Man, look.
Ooh-wee.
We talking about the vets.
Ooh-wee.
But we talking about the same Biden who was housing illegal immigrants.
Oh, they ain't got no bed bugs.
Oh, they in 5-star hotels.
Ooh, we. When we come back, we got Miss Shaq on the lines. We got some talk to text. We got some chat. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Full of cryptos, baby. Biggs are in the building. Come and take a picture, baby. Y'all fucking poppin' shit. You know I'm that info, baby. Wrist piece on bling blow, neck piece on blizzard, baby. I throw some ones.
101, 7 the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brothers, he on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown in the studio.
Yo.
The elders going through infestation.
Abuse.
The city-owned buildings.
No doubt.
This been going on for a long time.
Years. And they only got 2 inspectors right now that's supposed to go and check out that building plus 4,000 more.
Mm.
She already been dealing with the bed bugs for some years. Okay? 2 inspectors that's supposed to handle. How long
is that
going to take?
And they said starting today.
But they're inspecting. They're not changing.
Right. But what you got to inspect when you got a whole bunch of notes already?
Come on.
The people that already wrote the notes.
Come on.
You telling me these people living in these buildings and they ain't wrote notes and tried to leave emails? What you inspecting?
Where is the relief?
Why don't you bring the Orkin man with
you? Come on.
That's what it sounds like they need the Orkin man. 3387 says black Christians love their white Christian oppressors for personal gain to neglect their own people. Who the oppressor oppressed daily. 8267 says, and they raised the city taxes and they can use some of that money to pay for more inspectors. 8495 says three inspectors and several thousand properties. Really? Looks like some available job openings to me. I don't know. It's just it's always some calamity going on.
It says two inspectors.
Right. Yeah, like I said, but that, you know, even if they, you know, it's not enough. How come they don't?
It's egregious.
They got raises.
I mean,
that could have been the inspector money.
Think about the housing. When they put all that money towards public defenders or individuals that was going to help the people that's supposed to represent the people and tell them what they can do for the evictions. That money could have went to stopping some evictions, but you choose to put public pretenders in the front for people to say, well, you still going to get evicted. So, you know, ain't nothing we can do for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, now two inspectors for all of these properties. Right. We're talking about years of neglect.
Look, let me tell you something. If you ain't coming with the people with the spray, with the pest release to get rid of the pests.
With how to heat up the apartments to kill.
Something. I mean, come with the people. Like, I don't need you coming around with a notepad and a pencil.
That part.
I already got the notes and the complaints. Matter of fact,
play the news back. Run the video footage back. Mm.
I already told you what was going on.
Man, look. But see, this is the game.
Hey.
This is
like
the game.
Something being done.
Correct.
Miss Shaq, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Miss Shaq?
Hey. I am in between, because, you know, I told you, you know, this city got my heart palpitating in ways that I never thought my heart would reach. But it's just so emotionally, mentally, and physically affecting our health to live in this city under this oppression, and to think that the new face of white oppression is actually black assimilation. I mean, what better scheme to get it done than to have a black representative doing it for you?
That
you know, keeping the people oppressed, depressed, and distracted. I just want to send a big old sloppy wet ass kiss to you and Liz.
Salute,
because
queen.
I told you.
I actually felt it.
This revolution will not be televised.
Come on.
And they got, hey, baby, it's gaining momentum.
Yes.
They got to answer us, and they cannot continue to disrespect our intelligence.
Come on.
And the caller said, what's wrong with us? Why haven't we mobilized? Guess what? Whenever we do, they always turn it against us and say we're the villains.
Right.
Come on now. We can't move left or right. The Truth 101 is all we got to voice our oppression, to be that outlet that we can let them know that we are aware of what you're doing. We see what you're doing. And thank God for Tory and Liz, because they out there and they're on the ground. And even though we all can't do the same thing, like you said, if each one do a little, then one don't have to do a lot.
Come on.
But I'm just so upset. I'm upset in one way and I'm proud in another. It's like I'm crying and I'm happy, you know, because I just want you to know that I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Because this is what this city needed. It needs a revolution. And it needs Tory to lead it. It needs Liz to lead it. I just want to know. I just want y'all to know. I appreciate y'all. And I just want to spin on you and love on you and just kiss on you.
We can feel it, Queen.
That's
just love. I can feel the energy right now.
You're a brother and you're a sister. And guess what? You're a brother and a sister in the kingdom as well.
Yes. And we love our people.
On this earth and in heaven and in heavenly dimensions. I just want you to know I love you. I love
Salute,
you
queen.
From the bottom
love
of my
you
heart.
Hey, love
and
you
I'm
too,
gonna get
Shaq.
On up out of here. These people looking at me crazy.
They want some of that loving. They want some of them kisses.
Yes, I'm at Marino's giving me something to eat. And I haven't forgot about Tim as I'm trying to gather up, you know, clothing items and some food. And I'm asking other people to help out and working on my own, you know, personal things. It's like we are so oppressed. We're so burdened. We're trying to reach out and help others. And yet we're carrying our own. Just like Tory said, you know, sometimes you got to rest. But you know that the demand on your life is the calling on your life is heavy. They say heavy is the crown,
right,
you know, but yet it affects your health and you got to take a rest sometimes.
Yep.
We're overloaded. We are overloaded.
We are.
Man.
But ain't no better time than the present to Voltron, you know.
Hey.
That's right.
All right, Ms. Shaq, I appreciate you.
Salute, queen.
Hey, look, I felt all the love she was throwing.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, look here. That's what we need. Love changes things.
When we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts as usual on the show today.
Hey, say less.
Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You ever told her I got G's?
No.
You ever make a bitty hit her knees?
No.
Well, guess what? I'm JP.
Oh, my God.
I make a bitch say, hey, about front row shaking to a bad. She shaking dummy, cause wanna grab it.
Ooh, it's another one like DJ Khaled.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Elizabeth Brown.
Hey.
I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, as usual.
I mean, the energy was real high, real litty, you know, because, again, award-winning WBAs.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? You coming out, you know, showing up, showing out, just like Truth Nation being about that action and giving the world a smoke. Especially with the WBAs, you know, hey. You coming out with all the awards. You
that
know,
was powerful.
Truth Nation standing up.
Hey, look, they said we need y'all energy to keep coming back.
Hey, that part.
Because, you know.
It's a whole vibe.
It was a whole
vibe. I saw that video of you dancing too, Tori.
What? It's a video out there. Hey, where that's
it? It's not out there. I just saw the video of you you and Kyle dancing.
And that's on the back end. That's on the back. We had just turned up. We just had won all the things. It was our night.
You wasn't shaking the tail feather,
hey,
look,
was
you?
No, I think he was.
I was doing my two-step. Boom, 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 boom. Hey.
Hey, you deserve to do a two-step,
Let me tell you something.
Have your little drill
when,
team.
When you look around and you don't see too many people that look like
Come on.
In the room, which is okay because this
facts.
Is what it's always been. It's the state of Wisconsin.
All facts.
But to be at the top of the list on some of the most powerful categories.
Real talk.
Where these are honored, respected categories. And, you know, hard news investigation, continuing coverage, best interview, you know.
No doubt.
Those type of categories, these categories, you know, I don't know how many brothers was able to be and able to get in there and win those things.
All facts.
So, like I said, I was representing the culture on our side.
Real talk. So, and ain't no better president, no better presence than right now for you to represent, especially knowing what it is that we know. Tory Lowe with the cornrows,
hey.
You know what I'm saying? You always come with your own swag, and you ain't never tried to conform. You ain't never tried to blend in.
No.
A black man who stand 10 toes down, speaking his regular voice. He ain't trying to, you know, put on a suit or, you know, fit no other person's narrative. You just being you.
And
that's powerful.
And the great thing about it is I represent where I come from.
Come on.
5th and North Avenue. You know, we didn't come up in with wealth. We was poor, me and grandma on 5th and North Avenue. So I represent my side of town.
Yeah.
And I'm handsome. You know, I do it well. The thing is, when we walk in the rooms, we got to know that, we got to compete. We got to make sure that's why I say, when I tell you we got to get out here and do the work and compete,
yes.
It's not just me telling you this. It's just my life. I believe that we need to get out here and really compete for ours and our neighborhoods and our communities and really bring the resources and really be involved and get ahead of the curve and be about that action.
All facts.
And it's just not words, you know. It's just in all aspects of life.
It's emotion.
It's a lifestyle.
Yes, it's definitely a lifestyle. And like I said, you do it well. And this is what, you know, real black men and women look like.
Right.
You ain't got to sell dope. You don't have to be a thot.
No.
You don't have to be a bootlicker or a code switcher. You just be you, who you are. Authentically are every day. So salute to you, King,
for
just having the heart. Because people don't understand when you go the long way.
Right.
You know, you don't know what it's going to look like. You know what I'm saying? You just working. And so the work has paid off. You, again, the awards is everything, but it ain't everything. Right. You know what I'm saying? It speaks volumes because you have been doing this.
Right.
You just now being able to get the tangibles that came along with it. Because a lot of other people was winning the awards off of the stories that you was giving.
And I'll tell you this, when you take your time, and like I said, it's, you got a plan.
Yeah.
And then God has a plan.
All facts.
And I thank God that when God's plan comes together, it makes sense. And sometimes when you're in the middle of the storm,
yeah,
when you're in that front lines, it don't make sense. You
it
know?
Don't.
But if you leave it to the universe, if you leave it to, you know, the faith and the hope and the work, it'll all work out in the end. And you'll be like, oh, that's why I went through that.
All facts.
That's why that happened.
It's a method
that's
to the madness.
That's why that didn't work out.
No doubt.
Because this was God's plan for my life. And I tell you right now, I cannot thank, you know, my friends, my family, the community. You know, Liz, we get out here and we leave our families at, you know, at home.
No doubt.
You know, when we out here dealing with other people's families. And that shows, you know, that no matter if it's in the community,
right,
no matter if it's, you know, wherever in life, we are the best.
Yeah. Or the worst. The worst place to be black. Hey, we making it happen. So Truth Nation, look, we did this. These are awards, you know what right. I'm saying? We in the streets, we about that action, and we ain't showing no mercy. We on the gas from here on out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, salute to you.
Get me
King
lit.
Again. That part.
Hey, turn me up.
Turn up.
Hey. Look, I appreciate you, Liz Brown, for all the work that you do, because many times when we out here is thankless.
Yeah.
And we got to do a lot of sacrificing.
No doubt.
So, I appreciate you for being here during this time. Because it's powerful that the masculine and feminine energy can come together and actually let people see what's really going on in the neighborhoods. Yeah. And I love the fact that you're able to be around and actually be a part and have a say and do everything you're doing. So that's powerful.
Hey, salute to you. It's nothing but love. I love you dearly, King. And like I said, there's no other place I'd rather be than right here, right now. Let's get it.
Powerful. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tory Love from Waterfowl. Let's get it. All right, Queen.
All right, King.
All right, Truth Nation. Look, award-winning Tory Love show.
Hey.
Eight-time
got a
WBA.
Ring
eight-time WBA winner in 3 years.
Come on.
And it's all because Truth Nation is about that action.
Hey.
And we ready for all the smoke. Y'all be safe. I love you. Dr. King Harris up next. Anybody ever wonder?
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every